wear the whole armor of God. And by looking through these pieces of armor, a lot can be said about it. And perhaps another time we will go through each piece of armor and how we can apply that here. But the first thing I do want to talk about is the fact, how do we fight for our calling? And then for those of you that were here that remember, we talked about two types of calling, our general calling and our specific calling. And so the first part I do want to talk about is our general. How do we fight for our general? Our general be, do, and go. And that is simple. We seek and follow after God. We seek and follow after him. And by seeking and following after him, he is going to make us the disciple who makes disciples right where we are. Right where we are. And so before we can talk about the specific, because everybody may not know what that is, but everybody has the capability and capacity to be a disciple who makes disciples right where they are. Amen. So say it with me, I am a disciple who makes disciples right where I am. Amen. So that's the first part, right where I am. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 says this, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That is, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And also Psalm 73 and 28 says, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. So no matter where it is you are, we can do at least that. And so again, with the things that we fight, they are meant to draw us away from that. Right? Remember last week it says, you can do that right from where you are, right in the spiritual state that you may be in Egypt. But we can't do that in Egypt. In a spiritual Egypt where we are slaves in bondage to our sin. How can I serve God while I'm yet serving my flesh? So I have to step away from that. I have to make the conscious decision to say yes. I'm moving away from that. That I choose to follow and seek after God where he is, and that he will transform me to be the man or woman that he has called for me to be. And then for our specific calling, how do we fight for that? For some of you, you may not know what that is yet. And so follow after the general, right? Because God will show you the steps of a good man or ordered after the Lord. So as you follow him, he is going to reveal and show to you what your specific calling may be, where he wants you specifically to be. He is going to show you your Canaan, if you remember that. So don't be stuck in Haran. So the first thing is, do you have a plan? Once he shows it to you, do you have a plan? Habakkuk 2:2-3 says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run and readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. So whatever it is God has for you, write it down. If you're not in the habit yet, start journaling. Whether it's physical, pen and paper, or just on your phone or tablet, write it down. Write down what God said and trust him for that. Because, again, the vision is yet for an appointed time. But the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Now, I've heard the saying that there's a prepared place for a prepared person. So are you prepared to step in to where God has for you? Or if you're already there, are you doing what needs to be done to make sure that you are still prepared for the work that it is in that season? It's better to get ready, stay ready, rather, than it is to get ready. And so again, for those that may be still looking for it, I know sometime in the fall there will be a calling lab with Pastor Griffin where we will walk through to find out what that specific thing is, and that we will help you get the things you need to get to go and do what that specific thing is. So that's how we fight for our calling. Follow and seek after God is the main thing. And through that, he will show us what steps we need to take from there to either get ready for it or stay ready for the place that we're in right now. And so the next thing is, how do we fight for our family? How do you fight for your family? Well, those, you know, with immediate families, and even those with oikos, or those that are those influence people that are around us, or people that we influence as well. First, we're going to talk about our immediate family. How do we fight for them? How do we fight for our children? The first thing you can do is, what is being modeled in front of them? What is being modeled in front of them? I've heard it said that what the parents do in moderation, the children will do in excess. The children would do in excess. And there's actually Bible for that as well. That's Matthew 23, excuse me, where Christ is talking to the Pharisees. He says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is done, he is twofold the child of hell as you." So if that's the case in the negative context, how much more is it in the positive context, where we show them, this is how I seek and follow after the Lord, and I'm bringing you with me. This is how you do it, son. This is how you do it, daughter. Especially from a young age, they will take that and go farther or better than we did. And the same thing for our oikos, those people that are around us. What is the type of person that we are modeling, that I am modeling in front of them? Am I showing them one thing in one place and another thing in a different context? Because they're going to see that. They can see those inconsistencies in us. So part of it is that I fight personally so that those that are around me can see the example that I have set forth and follow after my example. Right? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. That's one aspect. Another aspect of it is that we bear each other's burdens. If I fight for you, if I love you, I can't see you going through something and say, I'll pray for you, brother, but I have what it is that you need and don't do anything. How am I fighting for him? What is the example that is setting in him. Because he may see it and say, well, you have the need that I have, that I have need for, but you won't help me. So we are to bear each other's burdens. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a physical thing, just emotionally. I can just sit with you in your time of need and just have you say what it is that you need to get off of your chest. I don't have to have an answer for you, but I just give you my time. And that's how I can fight for you. So we have to bear each other's burdens. Bear each other's burdens. Hebrews 13. I want to read this for you. It says this. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and as them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. So whatever state that the person next to me is in, I'm right there with them. I fight this right beside you. Matthew 22:37, we should know this verse here. It says, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And the second commandment is like it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so we are selfless with them. We are compassionate with those that are around us. And we are willing to serve sacrificially for whatever it is that they may need in that moment. So we fight for our calling by seeking and following after God. In and through that, he will show us what it is that we need to do. Generally, as well as specifically. In our walk with Christ, he is going to give us the full armor of God. He is going to give us the faith that we need to stand in the evil day. He is going to remind us of those things that he has said about us to combat the lie. He is going to give us the scriptures that we need to fight the devil when he says, you can't do that. You can't be this person. No, but this is what my God said about me. So we fight for our family through our fight of our individual and specific callings by being the model and example before them that God has called us to be. That we bear each other's burdens, that we walk this walk together. So often, in this disconnected world, it's easy to forget about the people that are sitting right next to us. And so God's called us to pull us back and together to walk forward. And the last one, it's how do I fight for my substance? How do I fight for that? Am I being a good steward over what God has said? Do I have a plan with how my resources are going to be used? Or am I just frivolous with the things that God has given me? In Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness. That's wishing and wanting for those things that people have versus being grateful for the things that God has given us. And be content with such things as he hath. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now, every gift we have, good and perfect, comes from where? Comes from God. And so we have to honor him with what it is that he has given to us. So do we have it in our plans that we're going to honor God? And I'm not necessarily going to talk about tithing or giving to church or whatnot. Yeah, that's an aspect of it, but that's not the whole aspect of it. I can honor God with my resources, with the person that comes up to me at the gas station that has, well, we've all had it, right? The person that comes up to the gas, they have some sob story. One says, I have to, you know, they're out in Newark and says, well, I have to get all the way down to Dover. My question, how did you get all the way up here in the first place with no way to get back? The easy thing to do is say, okay, no, go talk to somebody else. But I've come to learn that even in those moments, it's not my role to know if they're telling the truth or not. It's just to be obedient and give them what it is that they need. And trust and believe that God has got me on the other end. May not be necessarily monetarily, however, it can be in another area as well. Remember, it says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So again, how do I fight for my calling? What do I have to do? Follow and seek after God. And in my seeking and following after God, he is going to make me, mold me into the disciple who makes disciples right where I am, so that I can be there for those that are around me, my family, so that I can fight for them, that I will have what it is that I need to bear each other's burdens. And in and through following him, I can be faithful with what it is that he has given to me and honor him with it and not be frivolous with the gifts that he has given me, the talents that he has given me, the opportunities that he has given me. And so I say to you, fight. Fight this fight. Fight to get closer to the Lord. Seek after him, and he will be found. Do you have it in your day budgeted where we spend time with God alone? Whether it's reading a devotional, whether it's praising him, or just reading through his word. That's the first thing. And allowing it to transform us from the inside out. To have him give us a new heart. For those people that are around me, my family, my oikos, my household. And in and through that, I can honor him with my substance in whatever way that he sees fit. So fight. Make the decision that I will stand and fight, because they are all worth fighting for. And also knowing and be encouraged that someone is also fighting for you too. Maybe the person next to you, behind you, maybe they're not even here, but someone is fighting for you too. And I don't know about you, that's the biggest encouragement for me. If I see that someone is fighting for me and know that they're fighting for me, that's going to light a fire under me. It's like, then I need to be fighting for you. let me get in this here too. Maybe right now I may not be in a spot where I can't do much. But maybe I can swing a sword laying down. Maybe I can say, hey, watch out for that thing behind you. But in some way, I can fight for the people that are around me as well. And in and through that, we do it all with prayer and supplication, knowing that God is my help in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're standing. We're standing. Well, I never take it for granted as well that everyone here has had an opportunity to make a decision for the Lord. And so my first invitation is for the one that, you know, you've been doing this your own way. You've been living this life on your own terms. Nobody can't tell you nothing. I'm living my best life. But some situations have happened and has brought you to the realization that there's more to this than just myself and that I need more. But let me encourage you that there is one that is fighting for you. Actually, he's already fought for you and won the victory. All you have to do is come to him. Jesus came so that we don't have to lose this fight.